Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Greg Pashnuk. He's one of the assistant coaches with the Manning Comets, who this year, the winners of the North Peace Hockey League Championship. Been a long time since Manning has won the league title. Because first of all, kind of what's your reaction on the season you guys have and the job you guys were able to do this year?
Well, you know, it's been like 39 years since we've won the championship. So I know last year we had a taste of it. We made it to game six against Flair. You know, they did a tremendous job last year. And, you know, we learned a lot from that loss. And we regrouped this year and put together a great team. And we made our run at it. And we were very successful this year.
And certainly looking through your guys' roster this year, you have a few guys who've been there the last few years, like Ty Weeb has been one of the top scorers in the league. You know, Braden Gamble's been one of the best goalies in the league. But there are some other kind of new faces you guys brought in for this season. And what was kind of sort of the chemistry like in trying to get to kind of the mix going in the room there?
Oh, we have a great room. You know, we were very fortunate over the last couple of years. We had a couple people move to town. You know, Ed Lambert came to Manning a couple of years ago here. It's his second season playing here. Spencer Brooks, you know, he just happened to move it. We just got lucky. He moved to town. He was working on his pilot license for helicopter. You know, it was one of those situations where we had a team. We had some aging players. Michael Gillen, you know, he came here 8 years ago. He's been here ever since playing for the Comets. We seen the opportunity to add. You know, it was great. It was a good deal. We had my cousin, Brinson, he came up to play. You know, he started last year with us. He came on a playoff run with us last year. This year, he was coaching. So, he bided his time and finally found some time to come play with us. Then we had a few other players come in. We had, you know, Chris Lankow, Judd Blackwater, Colton, and Ty. You know, those guys all came. They joined right in, fit right into the room. You know, it's been a great experience having them and just mixing with the guys in the room.
And it was interesting, the playoff run you guys had. You went to sort of faux, if you will, sweeping all your opponents. But you were up against some pretty interesting teams. You had High Prairie in the first round. They took some big improvements this season. Then the last two rounds, GP and Dawson, teams that you're kind of fighting with for the top of the standings for most of the season. So what was the quality of the teams you faced, and how do you think this sort of speaks to kind of the level of competition around the league?
You know, I think High Prairie is doing a sensational job. You know, every year they've been trying to get in while they were out. You know, Manning's a big supporter of High Prairie. Every year we've been voting for them to get back into the league. They need to be in the league. And it was great to play them in the first round. The strides they've made over the 2 years, they're definitely going to be a team to worry about in the years to come. So, I'm proud of how they've done their success in there. You know, Grand Prairie is always going to be a tough team. Grand Prairie, we thought, was one of the best, going to be one of the toughest teams going into the playoffs, and they were. They're a hard team to play. They're fast. You know, they're well coached. It was a battle right through. And as the series went on, and then as we moved into Dawson Creek, you know, our goalie was just starting to get hot, and really going into the final series, Braden Gamble played unreal. You know, two shutouts in four games. We were of a shot 44. I think 31 in the final game. He played amazing. So we owe a lot to our team, and you know, to guys like that, it was just an amazing run.
And finally, as you mentioned earlier, certainly 1987 was the last time the Comets won the championship. Any sort of, I guess, celebrations planned for the community there? I know it might be a little hard to throw a parade at the weather right now, but you know, maybe kind of showing the trophy off to some places around town. Is there any kind of things like that planned for that for the summer here?
We're definitely working on that. Yeah, no, it's been a long time coming. You can look at one of the mimes on the page is the Comets when they won it back in '87, doing a little parade in an old convertible. And you know, we definitely want to relive that moment. And we're going to pick our dates, and we're definitely going to do it. But right now, we're just going to share the trophy with all the North community. Right now, it's making its tour around Manning, and I'm sure pretty soon it'll head up to La Crête for some tournaments and maybe make it through high level. And you know what? It's just it's very exciting, and we're looking forward to all the planning and all the parties we're going to have this summer.
Well, I hope we get some time to get that put together here. Greg Pashnuk, assistant coach with the Manning Comets, your NPHL champions. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you.